and Canada Sierra Clubs. I want to congratulate you on the Cool Cities campaign. As I talk to mayors across the country, they're hearing from people in their community about the need to take action. And so our efforts with the U.S. Mayor's Climate Protection Agreement and Cool Cities are very much cooperative and in sync with one another, and I thank you for that. The reason that I got involved in this issue initially was that as mayor of Seattle, it's my job to make sure that the people of my city have clean, pure water to drink, that when they flip a light switch at their business or in their residence, that they have reliable electricity, that they can continue to live their lives in a fashion that is stable and predictable. And over this last winter, we found in Seattle that that wasn't necessarily something that we could take for granted. We have water that is literally as pure as the driven snow because it comes from snowmelt in the Cascade Mountains just to the east of Seattle. We have very green power because we rely on hydroelectric electricity. And these are both systems that were created 100 years ago by the leaders of the city at that time, who had great vision. In the last 50 years, however, the snowpack in the Cascade Mountains has been reduced by 50%. And so this legacy that we have of clean, pure water and electricity that has very little environmental impact is not something that perhaps we can count on in the future. We know if no action is taken that it will be cut again in half in the next 30 years. And so we reject the idea that is put forward by our national leaders in the United States that we have a choice to save the environment or to save the economy. We don't think that there is a difference between being green and making green. In fact, we believe that there are great economic opportunities in Seattle and throughout the United States for those who recognize the ability to create new green industries and to create great new jobs that go with those industries. We rely on conservation as our prime source for new energy in our city. We actually use less water today than we did in 1960, and that's despite the fact that we serve 400,000 additional people. We're creating jobs with biodiesel industries and wind power industries. We have more, a larger portfolio in green buildings and therefore more architects and experts in green buildings than any other city in the United States. But for us, global warming and climate disruption is more than an economic issue. It takes a human toll. Now, fortunately for us, that human toll seems to be one that is one of not of life-threatening consequence. But as we have seen elsewhere in the United States and around the world, the consequences can, in fact, be devastating to human life. The World Health Organization estimates that 150,000 people die and 5 million get sick each year as a result of climate disruption. And it is not surprising that it is low-income communities and isolated communities that suffer the most. That's why I'm proud today to be here with the Sierra Club, with labor, and with business to talk about the actions that are necessary and that we are taking today to try and change this equation. These Montreal meetings, we believe, will be an effective step toward not only the implementation of Kyoto, but what we need to do beyond Kyoto, because we are going to need to reduce carbon emissions an order of magnitude more than Kyoto calls for. The importance of this meeting here today and of the Kyoto Protocol is that it's the first time the community of nations have come together and in concert taken concrete action to deal with this crisis. And we intend in the United States to see that our country joins the community of nations and, in fact, leads the way in a post-Kyoto world. So at the local level, we're taking action, specific action, to reduce our global warming pollution. In Seattle, our government has reduced it by 60% below the 1990 levels. We now are engaging our business and civic community in that effort as well, and we have challenged cities across the country to join with us. And between those 192 mayors, we're sharing information, we're sharing success stories, We're sharing information on what doesn't work so that we don't repeat that again and again. And we are very confident that it is inevitable that after the cities and the states show that it's safe, the politicians in Washington, D.C. will join, and again, the United States will take its moral responsibility and help provide leadership in meeting this human challenge. So thank you for inviting me today, and I look forward to continuing this work throughout the conference.
Thank you, Mayor.